ready to go there. Well, I've always said that God has a sense of humor. And I think the fact that I'm standing right here proves that to be true. So he's laughing his butt off right now, I bet. We're going to be dealing a lot with end of Romans 7 and Romans 8 here. So if you'd want to open your Bibles up to that, we'll get going. Just wanted to talk today a little bit about kind of our spiritual journey as Christians. We come to faith in Christ, accepting the free gift of salvation. I kind of like Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. It's a free gift to God. We accept that. If you haven't, do that. But anyway, for those of us who have accepted that and call ourselves Christians and disciples of Jesus Christ, after that, there kind of starts here our spiritual journey in life, I guess. And we receive the Holy Spirit, and we got the Bible here to show us how to get through this world. And we had Pastor Morgan here last week, and he gave a great sermon on kind of what we're supposed to do as Christians in our daily life to follow God and be his disciples. He talked about, you know, seeking God first, Matthew 6:33. He talked about keeping your mind on heavenly things, not earthly things, and immersing yourself in the Bible and doing the work of Jesus. And at times when we do that, Almighty God, by his grace, he maybe grabs us by the shirt collar and he brings us up to maybe a little higher plane of living, a little higher spiritual life, where it's easy to fight the flesh, easy to fight sin by his grace and by his power. The fruits of the Spirit are evident in our lives. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. You love everybody. Sometimes you want to just give everyone a hug, maybe, with God in you, by the power of Jesus. But, unfortunately, and this is kind of what I'm going to talk about here today, life isn't lived up there most of the time. I know Jesus says in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. But in this world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have overcome the world." And praise him for that. He has overcome the world, and that is our final destination. The only problem is we're still in this world. And the Bible also speaks that we have enemies that don't like that we're following Jesus Christ. And they are, namely, the world, the devil, and the flesh. And we're going to run over those real quick. Talk about things we fight as Christians, and maybe how once in a while they can get the best of us. So we talked about the world there. We're stuck in this world. In Romans 8, if you look there, Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." And Paul there, I believe, is talking about, you know, when we get to heaven, the glory of Jesus Christ we will see. But he also says there are sufferings in this present time. And if we also look at Romans 8:35, 36, it talks there about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. All things in this world out to stop us, get our minds off of serving Jesus Christ, and things that we all deal with. And again, there in 36, I didn't get 36. For your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered a sheep to be slaughtered. That's from Psalm 44, Paul's quoting there. And, you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, sometimes that's the way it is in this world. We're considered a sheep to be slaughtered for his sake at times. And then you get into, just the state of our world. The news, you know, I mean, I can't hardly watch the news anymore. What planet are we living on, you know? It's the twilight zone out there. What's right is wrong, what's wrong is right. You know, it doesn't make any sense, and it gets you down. It can affect your spiritual journey. And we have prayer concerns here every week, and every week we got sickness here. You know, we got cancer. We've heard about, little kids being sick, little kids dying. We have many physical ailments. We have divorce, unbelief, sin. All these things in our world that serve to get us down a little bit. Then the Bible talks about the flesh. Now here's the one I'm an expert on. So if you turn to Romans 7, I'd like to read a little bit there. Most of the time I read this and I figure Paul was probably writing about me. So starting with verse 15, "For what I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good. So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want to do. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. But I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other with my flesh the law of sin." See, we receive the Holy Spirit when we come to faith in Christ. And we still have the inner man, the old man, I think I've heard it referred to. And the old man and the spirit in us, they're fighting each other. And at times it's easy, as I said before, to put the old man almost to death by the power of Jesus through God's grace. And, sin's easy to fight. Then there's other times in life that old man rears his head. And, he's always there. And that's kind of the struggle we all go through in life. And the problem of not always following Jesus, being the spiritual level that perhaps we'd like to be. The flesh is powerful. And then the Bible talks about the devil. And 1 Peter 5:8 here talks about he's going around like a lion looking to devour those doing Jesus Christ's work. So, the devil's not out looking for people doing his bidding right now. He's looking for you and me. He's looking for followers of Jesus doing God's work. That's what he's looking to devour. And we always got to be on the defensive against him, because he's looking to get us. But all this, kind of all depressing here. The world, the devil, and the flesh, and we can't live on this high spiritual level all the time. But anyway, there's good news. Very good news. If you put your faith in Jesus Christ, all this is really, we're just passing through. You know, he's overcome this world, and we're going to be in heaven with him one day, regardless of what spiritual level we live on. Let's read Romans 8:1. One of my favorite verses there. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, God sees him, not you. He doesn't see Nathan fighting the flesh. You know, he doesn't see Nathan getting all bent out of shape over the state of the world. He sees his son. And that's great news. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then we'll finish up here with Romans 8:31. Here, I'm going to read a little bit. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? And Paul is talking about those who are in Christ Jesus here. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? And there we talk about those worldly problems. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. See, all these problems in the world, problems with our flesh, problems with the devil looking to devour us. If you're in Christ Jesus, he's conquered. You know, we're more than conquerors, Paul says. Now, he does not desire for us to remain, you know, in the muck and the mire of this world. It just simply seems like we get there sometimes. But, you know, take heart, he's overcome the world. And there's no condemnation for us. So we need to keep on putting him first in all things. Matthew 6:33. I think that kind of goes along myself with John 10:10, which John talks about, you know, the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ says, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And he's talking there about the fruits of the Spirit, life with the Spirit in your life, your spiritual life, and that's through Jesus Christ and through putting him first in all things. All, no matter what you do, that's the first thing we should all do, is consider the things of Jesus Christ in every part of our life. Keeping the Bible. You know, there are times when we read the Bible, seems like God talks to us almost. You know, it almost comes to life. You understand. And then there are times it doesn't. But no matter what, either way, whichever's going on in your life, we got to keep in the Bible. And keep praying for the fruits of his Spirit to be evident in your life. You know, we talk about loving everyone and being kind and patient and whatnot. You know, only he can do that to us. That's not in us. And we need to pray that, you know, those be evident in our life. And when we do get down a little bit, you know, keep the faith. Don't doubt. Don't doubt that you're a Christian. That's the devil talking to you. Don't doubt that you're saved. Don't doubt that Jesus Christ's blood covers your sin. His grace is sufficient for us. Keep the faith. There's ups and downs in life. We got to keep the faith, keep trusting in Jesus Christ, and he'll put us back where we need to be, and sometimes he might bring us back to that spiritual mountaintop. If not in this life, it'll surely happen in the next. And that's just about all I got for you here today. That was quick. And I would like to close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you again for this freedom we have as Americans to worship you as we please. We pray that you help us fight the flesh, the world, and the devil by your power, by your grace, your righteousness. Give us the desire of our heart to follow you, putting you first in all things, reading your word, and let the fruits of the Spirit be evident in us all, so that we may win hearts for you and make all the world followers of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.